After I came discharged, I went to Hartnell. Then from Hartnell, I transferred to Sophia University in Tokyo, one of the top universities. Then at daytime, I was registered at KO and at a top student, daytime student. And then nighttime, I went to Sophia. And under GI Bill, and then the GI Bill have a hard time catching up with me, you know, going transferring school after school from Barton out to College of KO and Sophia University. And I was pretty broke, but I think the check came to me in punch, you know, about half a year later, you know. Until I got a visa check, hardly anything to go on. And that's when I started cartooning. I did a cartoon for a Japanese magazine, Japanese sports magazine, baseball magazine. It went over pretty good. First time I've been paid for my artwork. And then there was this English publication publishing office called me up and find me Mr. Tuttle, and he asked me to illustrate a lot of books, and I illustrated about 2-3 books for him. And then he gave. Then I did a book on they called he titled it Rice Paddy Daddy, about student in Japan. But his idea was that students in Japan have a girlfriend, and he is the main character. And then at the same time, Star and Stripe came out with a book similar, except it's a GI and a Japanese girl. From then on, I didn't have too much trouble in my cartoons. Yomiuri and Nippon Times, Japan Times, another one. They wanted me to come as a political cartoon. The Japanese cartoonists, I don't know how they were raised, but then they never had any associated with outside Japan. As a cartoonist, I was the only one that could, you know, speak English, and then American born. So my idea was slightly different from their idea. Consequently, I have a little tangle every now and then. But they had the English paper, Japan Times English paper, and then Asahi News had an English paper, and they both used my cartoons. But then my best job was sports cartoons. Being a sport cartoonist, and only Nietzsche in the area there, Japan, that right draw those things. So I had a big market to myself. I didn't do much studies there, so I was there on tourist visa. So the immigration office to go home, you're through here. I was married, and I just got married, and my kid was on the way, so I thought, well, that's fine, that'd be a good time for me to go back. And I ended up in San Francisco, no job. The Japanese company I went to, Marubeni-Iida, hired me right away. You know, they wanted an English-speaking Nietzsche. They didn't hire me at the Kola Hunshine, the regular employee of Marubeni. I was part-time. They didn't keep me up long enough, I guess. They kept me over 14 years I worked with them. And in the meantime, while I'm working with Marubeni, I was doing cartoons for the magazines and newspapers. Newspapers, the Berkeley Gazette, they used me first, and then Tribune used me later, second. And then they started I started selling pretty good, more so than Marubeni. I make more money there. That's when I got started in this cartoon. And then on this book here, I thought about this birthday while I was doing a cartoon. My mother, of course, she kept all that, kept all my drawings in camp. She's there. You see all your drawings. You can make a book out of this one. And I looked at it, it's a sloppy drawing, you know, but then still good enough for me to develop into a, like the cartoon like this. And so that's the reason, that's Skinner Bond.